Florida lawmakers want child protective investigators to work with animal control officers. I'm Robbie Gaffney. According to a state analysis, people who abuse animals often abuse children as well. Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book has long been an advocate of abused children.
This is an area that I have focused on most of my adult life as a child advocate, a former classroom teacher, and a survivor of childhood sexual abuse myself.
Now Book is backing a proposal that would require cross-reporting between child and animal abuse agencies. Under the proposal, any child protective investigator who goes to a home and suspects animal abuse would report it to animal control, and any animal control officer who suspects child abuse would report it to the Department of Children and Families. Book says this cross-reporting will help prevent further child abuse.
We know that there is a huge correlation between child sexual abuse and animal abuse, and so training each one, animal control workers and DCF workers, to be able to cross-report and identify so that we can really ensure that children and our furry friends are being kept safe.
Kate McFall is Florida State Director of the Humane Society. She spoke in support of the bill during a Senate committee meeting.
The sexual abuse of animals is the number one predictor for the sexual abuse of children.
McFall also supports a portion of the bill that increases the penalty for people who sexually abuse animals. Right now, it's a misdemeanor, but under the proposal, it would be a third-degree felony. She says that's the penalty enforced in 22 other states.
Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, and many more. Unfortunately, it's much more common than most people would believe or care to think about.
The proposal passed its last committee stop in the Senate and is heading to the floor. There is no House version. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.